Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. Last Monday, I sent out my September newsletter to those who have subscribed to it. And if you did not receive it, go check your spam mailboxes just in case it went into the spam. And if it's still not there, shoot me an email, and the link for that is down below in the description box, and I will get it to you as soon as possible. Okay, I had a message that was given to me while praying on September 19th, 2022, that I would like to bring to you today. In this message, the Lord talks about a red flag. So it is a fairly short message. Hang in there with me to the end, and I will give you what I believe is the interpretation of the red flag. Okay, here's the message. I send out a red flag as a warning to all who will listen, for a red flag is coming. Watch for it. And when it comes, go into your prayer closet and meet with me, and I will give you direction. Ask of me, and let me lead you. Many will be caught unaware and will have not cultivated enough of a relationship with me to hear clearly. That is why I call on you now to draw closer than ever before. Do not wait, do not linger, and do not hesitate. I am calling your heart to be, oh, so close to mine. Do you not feel it? Do you not sense it? Come close to me, and I will then hear. Come close to me, and then I will to you. I have given you free will to choose, so choose carefully. Now is the time of salvation, not tomorrow, for no one is promised tomorrow. I am the gentle lamb that was brought to the slaughter, but then rose again, and live now at the right hand of my Father. I will come again as a judge, and will bring with me a sword and my warriors. I come as a lion roaring, taking out my enemies and putting them under my feet. Look up, be ready, and stay close to me. Your Savior, your Redeemer, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Okay, and that was the end of this message. And after I received the message, I waited a little bit and I asked the Lord, what is the red flag, Lord, that you're talking about? And I heard the word fire. That's what I heard, fire. So what is this red flag? Well, in the world, red can mean a lot of things. It can mean a warning signal or a sign. It also can stand for communism. A lot of people say red stands for communism. But I looked in Scripture to see what red meant in Scripture. And it does, one of the things it does stand for is a warning, for sure. Because in Matthew 16:3, it says this. It says that this is Jesus talking. He said, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. So in this passage, Jesus is actually saying that when the sky is red, it is a warning of bad weather coming. So here we see that the color red can stand for a warning. Another thing that red can stand for in the Bible is Satan. That's why we see the Satan being portrayed as red with horns. Well, that comes straight out of Revelation 13 and also Revelation 12. In Revelation 12:3, it says this, and there appeared another wonder and sign, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. So right there we see that there's the red dragon, which is Satan. And then the last one that we see is in terms of a warning for red, I believe, is found in Revelation 6, verse 4. And I believe that this is actually the verse that the Lord could be referring to in this message. because he gave me fire. This is what it says. It says, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. So this is the second horse of the apocalypse, which is red, and it stands for war. And I believe, brothers and sisters, that this seal, this is a seal, this is the second seal from Revelation 6, and I believe that this possibly could be what the Lord is referring to in this message. All right, and the last thing I want to bring to you concerning the color red in the Bible is, of course, the most important, and that is the blood of Jesus. Red can represent the blood, so it can be a good thing, not only a good thing, a great thing, because the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is what saves us. And we also can use the blood of the Lamb in spiritual warfare and to fight the enemy, the devil, Satan, who comes against us. That is one of our tools that the Lord has given us, is the blood of the Lamb. And we can see that. And I'm going to end with reading that one verse to you concerning the blood of the Lamb, that this is one of our very, very important tools, our weapons of warfare in these last days. So if you don't know much about the blood of the Lamb, I would suggest going ahead and doing a Bible study on it. Put it in one of the, like I use blueletterbible.org, I use that for studying the Bible. You can put the blood of Jesus or the blood of the Lamb or just put blood, and then look up, especially in the New Testament, all the places that talk about the blood of the Lamb, so you can understand it a little bit more. And I also want to suggest to you, I believe that Derek Prince has written a book, and I think it's, I'm not sure the name. I don't know if it's the Blood of the Lamb. I will look it up, and I will put the actual name in the description box down below. So those of you, you know, Derek Prince is I always recommend him. I've read most of his books. The Lord has used his ministry greatly in my life. And so I know I've read that book. I just don't know the title. I will put the title down below. And please, it's an excellent. I think I've read it at least 2 times, if not 3. So I highly recommend you read that book. So like I said, I'll put the name of it down below so you can get it from Amazon, or it might be even on YouTube. All right, so let me go ahead now. Let me end with Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him, and him being Satan, okay? They overcame Satan. How did they overcome him? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death.